Can't let it go. I have another take on Cincinnati we'll get into later where I think they remind me of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, taking that step back. I like it.
Not this era's Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, all right.
By the way, are you you guys familiar with pops of a crowd? Like, you understand that term? So, 1999, Stone Cold Steve Austin's music breaks, that crowd reaction.
Yeah, right, right.
Listen to the pop Travis Kelce got.
And I'd say cut, and we'd be done with that take. I would always just hear, like, someone like cheering and like woo, like from across the studio where we were shooting it, and that one person was my boyfriend Travis.
That's great. Yeah,
VMAs last night, man. He's got them all.
Yeah,
everybody loves Travis, and Bob Fesco, he hates this guy.
I was disappointed in the way the training staff of the Chiefs handled the situation. When things like that hurt, you get hurt, especially something that could be serious like mine was. You're supposed to rely on the team's training staff or, you know, their doctors. And I was supposed to see a ophthalmologist, which is somebody who checks out eye, performs, you know,
eye surgery.
They took an entire quarter to get down to talk to me in the locker room, which to me is unacceptable. Because then you start thinking, you know, what if I was trying to go back in the game? What if I was, you know, really, really hurt? I know mine was happened to be moderate, yeah. But it still was serious because it's an eye. And, you know, your expectation of someone to be down there as the training staff asked him to be down there would have had a little bit more urgency. And just the way it took time was super unprofessional to me. You know, especially there's people that were in there too. One of the doctors or the friend of the doctor was in there, double cup fisted, styrofoam cups, like everything was good. And I just felt like that was unprofessional. I understand how Kansas City, the players have given that training room an F. Because with my experience, I would have probably, after that, gave him an F, too.
So yesterday, that of course, is Ravens linebacker Karen Van Noy complaining about how long it took him to see an ophthalmologist. When I love the website FARC. I don't know if you guys have ever participated in FARC and read some of their headlines.
Oh, never heard of it.
This one. Millionaire complains he has to wait an entire football quarter to see an ophthalmologist when most Americans have to wait 4 months before they're able to get in and see one, right? Like, so
your
first
doctor
of all,
will be with you in an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, kind of know where you are, Karen Van Noy, on this list. I sent that clip yesterday to somebody in the organization,
and I
got back a response. LOL, 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 LOL. And I was like, oh my God, because nobody had seen this. When we talked about this yesterday and took the air, it was just starting to come out, right? It was just starting to become a news story. And then all day yesterday, it was the number one story on ESPN.com. And I'm not sure anyone in America right now can really feel sympathy or be relatable to Karen Van Noy for sitting there complaining about the fact that it took an entire quarter for an ophthalmologist to come down and see him at a football game. Again, not a life-threatening injury, not something that needed to be tended to immediately. I understand in his world that was a big deal, but I look back at that whole situation now and I'm like, boy, you just have a bone to pick with the Chiefs, and you're still mad that you lost a football game. You still feel like you got jobbed. And now you want to blame the eye doctor as another reason why you're out there complaining about the Chiefs training staff. It's one thing for us to complain about our friends and our family and whatnot, but when somebody from the outside starts to do it, that's when you start to take offense a little bit. And Karen Van Noy would be lucky to play here in Kansas City. I'm not sure that he's ever going to get that opportunity to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. But you can't, as a visiting player, sit there and talk about our training staff when they did their best to get down there and help you, because you should probably be relying on your training staff. And so, as I was thinking about Karen Van Noy yesterday a lot, I don't know why he consumed most of my day yesterday, but he did. He's now on that list of heels in Kansas City sports that we've come to just hate over the years, whether it be Josh Donaldson, whether it be Jose Bautista, whether it be whoever you want to put on that list of heels in Kansas City sports. In my opinion now, based on those comments alone, Karen Van Noy gets put on that list as well. I mean, you get out there and you start criticizing us, man, it's game on. I hope we see the Ravens again, and he needs the ophthalmologist, and he takes two quarters to come down and see him.
That was optometrist.
Whatever it is.
Never heard of him.
I think an ophthalmologist is like a surgeon, and an optometrist is the guy who goes, okay, is this clearer on one or clearer on two?
Number one, number two.
Yes.
Couple things that I kind of, because again, you're right. We heard this audio yesterday. Mac was like, you have to hear this Kyle Van Noy thing during a break. And I was like, oh my God, Bob's going to love this.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous.
So I think it's funny. The thing is, he's not wrong about the facilities, if you like the cable guy. But the thing about it is, that ain't his turf to walk on.
No.
Like, he doesn't have to deal with it. And he's going back. So there's a couple layers of this onion. One, he's extremely pissed they lost. He's got sour grapes.
Right.
Two.
And doesn't want to admit that they lost the game and it had nothing to do with the officials or the optometrist or ophthalmologist on duty.
Two, it wasn't the trainers that got the F. It was the facility. It was the way that their weight room was, how they judged the facility, not the trainers.
I think the trainer did. I think he was ranked 32 in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's not an F. It's just a ranking. So he's wrong there. Either way. I digress. But the other thing that's a problem with it is that he's going back to old stories. Like he's digging, he's taking the pages and flipping them backwards. He's trying to bring up something to throw shots because he's angry, because he had to wait, because he's mad, and all these other things. And the problem with it is it's just Baltimore adding to the layer of being sore losers. Roquan Smith, after the game, was talking about how he wanted to get in a fight with Hendershot.
Training staff F, yes.
Okay,
he was right about that.
So yes. He is correct.
Yes.
And the other thing about it, which then helps my point, that he's gone back and done research and gone back through old articles of at the end of last season. Either way, not only that, but like we see what Roquan Smith says after the game about there was a couple of plays where maybe they thought Patrick Mahomes flopped. There was also a play where somebody went for his knees. There's evidence of that. There's video of it. We all saw it. So didn't hear the Chiefs going after that one. They were too busy relishing in the win and the 1-0 start to the season, which is much more important than an 0-1 season, unless you're Robert Saleh. Anyways, the other thing to it that it reminds me of with Kyle Van Noy's comments, Roquan Smith's comments, and then you see how Isaiah Likely exited the game as well. I get it. It was an emotional game.
I don't mind Likely doing that, though. Like, that was such an emotional ending, you have to own it. But you do.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not only that, but he did it in the same Sirianni way.
Yeah.
He waited till he was completely covered. And again, I'm all about it. I know there's people out there that'll do some weird stuff to players on the field.
Dump beers and throw things at them. It's ridiculous.
Like, he did it behind closed doors. Like Sirianni, he was underneath the underhang, screaming at the ceiling. Isaiah Likely, kind of doing the same thing. And then Lamar Jackson refusing to believe that wasn't a touchdown when there was evidence that his foot was out of bounds.
Is Lamar a flat earther, too? Do we know?
No, he's not like that. But the thing about this is it makes me think that, you know, for every year, it's what's that team that's going to try to poke the bear, try to be on the Chiefs' radar. The only thing on the Chiefs' radar is Lombardi, and it's in form of a silver football trophy. But everybody else seems to try to find the Chiefs and attack them or try to attack their team or somehow get after the Chiefs. It's been Baltimore. It's now Baltimore. It's been Cincinnati. It's been the Chargers. It's been the Raiders. We've seen how they do it. And this never seems to work out well for you.
Right.
So if you really want to upset the Chiefs and you really want to get the Chiefs angry, I can tell you how to do it. It's very simple.
Beat them. That's it.
Because
that is it.
When they lost to Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game, it was a bad time in Kansas City for their players. It was a dramatic ending to a season. It wasn't the best their quarterback has ever played. They had the win in their hands and still lost by three. They lost last year on Christmas Day. That was a deflated team. That was a team that lost to a quarterback who didn't complete a pass for three straight quarters, and they just looked off.
Yeah.
That's how you upset the Chiefs. You're not going to upset the Chiefs by saying their training staff deserved the F. You're not going to get an upset Chiefs because it took you too long to get the ophthalmologist. The thing about beating the Chiefs is that is how you get inside their heads. That's how you mess with the Chiefs, is you beat them. When you do these little interviews and you do these little pop-offs, they just look at this and they grin. They say, we got them.
Yeah, well, I think ultimately, though, the Chiefs are going to use this as fire. Even if they don't see the Ravens again this year, they may see them again next year at some point in time. And this continues to add to it, and it shows you how much the Chiefs are now living rent-free. And not just the Patriots' head, not just the Ravens' head, I should say, the Bengals' head, any of these teams, but all of these teams in the NFL. Because I think we've gotten to the point now where you're just exhausted of trying. You ever get to those situations, Nathan, I'm sure you've had court cases and stuff like that over the years, where you just get so exhausted from trying, you're just like, I'm out, I give up, and then you just start going with these wild accusations and whatnot about the training staff.
Right.
That's how you know they've been broken, and these teams are all feeling the same thing right now. I really do believe, and this isn't, you know, hyperbolic Bob, as we like to say, I really do feel the rest of the NFL has been broken by the Chiefs, and it's like they're waiting for them to lose, and they just keep reloading, getting better, putting a better product out on the field, fixing things that were wrong, and the rest of the league is looking around going, I don't know what we're supposed to do anymore. I've got no more answers for on the field, so I'm going to start now calling them names and all of that kind of stuff that you do when you know you're getting your ass beat, right? You start to just make wild accusations about things because you've got nothing left in your bag of tricks. You can't beat them on the field. They're better than you in every facet of the game, so you're going to start talking about eye doctors and how long it took to get down there, because that's what you're left with. That's the only thing that you have left where you feel you can go out there and get one over on the Chiefs, and that's rip their training staff and rip their eye doctor and say his friend had two cups fulls of whatever he was drinking as he went down there. Like, to me, that's the breaking point. You look for these breaking points in these teams all season long. When did they lose it? When did they flame out? When did they realize that the Chiefs were their daddies? Week freaking one by Baltimore, spilling into week two, and they're still complaining about that week one game. That tells me right then and there, the Chiefs have broken the Baltimore Ravens. They don't know what else to do, and they're about to break the Cincinnati Bengals as well. It's a beautiful thing to see when you're sitting on top of the mountain.